Earlier on the program, I touched very briefly with regards to the benefits of the surah, Surah Ikhlas, Qul Huwallahu Ahad. Now, if we look at the translation or just an overview of the meaning, in the first verse, Allah says, Qul, say, Huwa Allah, He is Allah, Ahad, He is Ahad, the one and only. Ahad is that unique word which is used for Allah, meaning there is none similar to Him, He has no companion, no equal to Him, none that can resemble Him in any way. And this word is not used for anyone except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah, لِأَنَّهُ الْكَامِلُ فِي جَمِيعِ صِفَاتِهِ وَفْعَالِهِ. Allah is the only one who is perfect in all His actions and all His attributes. Allahu Samad, Allah is independent. Ikrama and Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu says that when we say Allah is independent, it means that the entire creation are in need of Him and turn to Him for their needs and necessities. He is that leader, He is that master whose leadership, whose kingdom has no end. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ لَيْسَ لَهُ وَالِدٌ وَلَا وَلَدٌ وَلَا صَاحِبَةٌ. He does not have any parents, nor any children, nor a companion, a spouse. There is none equal to Him. He has no partner. In the verse of the Quran, Allah says, بَدِيُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, the originator of the heavens and the earth. أَنَّا يَكُونُ لَهُ وَلَدْ وَلَمْ تَكُلْ لَهُ صَاحِبَةً. How can he have a child when he doesn't have a wife? وَخَلَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ, and he has created everything. وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ, and he is totally aware of his entire creation. So Allah is that Malik, that king, that owner, that owns everything, and He is the creator who has created everything. فَكَيْفَ يَكُونُ لَهُ, how can He then take from His own creation something or someone that can be equal to Him? In a narration by Imam al-Bukhari rahimahumullah, from the hadith of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا أَحَدٌ أَصْبَرُ عَلَىٰ أَذَنْ سَمِئَهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ. There is no one who is more patient on listening to detestable things than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَدَّعُونَ لَهُ الْوَلَدْ. Mankind claims that he has a child. And on the other hand, ثُمَّ يُعَافِيهِمْ وَيَرْزُقُهُمْ. Allah continues to give them afiyah and continues to grant them sustenance. That is the tolerance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, we can't tolerate someone criticizing us or saying things that are true about us, yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to show His bounties and His courtesies and His kindness towards those who make the most heinous and most unbecoming accusations against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah has a narration of Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, in which he states that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كَذَّبَنِي إِبْنُ آدَمْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ ذَٰلِكَ. Man has belied me, and it doesn't behove him to do that. وَشَتَمَنِي وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ ذَٰلِكَ. And he has spoken ill of me, and it doesn't behove him to do that. فَأَمَّا تَكْذِيبُهُ إِيَّايَ, as for his belying me. فَقَوْلُهُ لَيُعِيدَنِي كَمَا بَدَأَنِي, the statement that Allah will not bring me back to life like how He created me for the first time. وَلَيْسَ أَوَّلُ الْخَلْقِ بِأَهْوَنَ عَلَيَّ مِنْ إِعَادَتِهِ. Allah says that creating Him the first time was not more difficult. Well, is that not more difficult than bringing Him back to life? So if Allah was able to create man for the first time, then what is so strange that he will bring man back to life again? وَأَمَّا شَتْمُهُ إِيَّايَ. And as for his speaking ill of me, as for him speaking inappropriately about me, فَقَوْلُهُ, it is his statement, اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا, that Allah has taken a companion or a child. وَأَنَا الْأَحَدُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ أَلِدْ وَلَمْ أُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لِي كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. Allah says, while I am the one, Al-Ahad, Al-Samad, the independent, لَمْ أَلِدْ, I was not begotten, وَلَمْ أُولَدْ, and nor did I beget, and there is none equal to me. Subhanallah. What beautiful words. Allah praises Himself. Now looking at the verses of Surah Al-Ikhlas. What are the benefits of the Surah? This Surah establishes the unique concept of Tawheed. The oneness of Allah, who is supreme, who is elevated. And it is a rejection. It is a rejection against the Yahud and the Nasara. The Yahud are those who, as well as the Nasara, are the ones who يَجْعَلُونَ لَهُ الْوَلَدِ. They are the ones who had stipulated for Allah offspring. In the verse of the Quran, in Surah Tawbah, Allah says, وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ عُزَيْرٌ إِبْنُ اللَّهِ وَقَالَتِ النَّصَارَى مَسِيحُ بْنُ اللَّهِ ذَلِكَ قَوْلُهُمْ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ يُضَاهِئُونَ قَوْلَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ قَبْلِ قَاتَلَهُمُ اللَّهِ أَنَّا يُؤْفَكُونَ. The Yahud, the Jews said that Uzair is the son of Allah. And the Christians, the Nasara, said that Isa is the son of Allah. These are mere statements by their mouths. Now, there is no basis to it. So the first benefit of Surah Al-Ikhlas is that it establishes the pure Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the second benefit is أَنَّ هَذِي السُّورَةِ اشْتَمَلَتْ عَلَىٰ إِسْمِ اللَّهِ الْأَعْظَمِ الَّذِي إِذَا سُئِلَ بِهِ أَعْطَىٰ وَإِذَا دُعِيَ بِهِ أَجَابَ. This surah, Surah Al-Ikhlas, includes the exalted name of Allah, the Ism Al-A'zam. The Ism Al-A'zam is that name of Allah, إِذَا سُئِلَ بِهِ, when He is asked, when you ask from Allah using the Ism Al-A'zam, أَعْطَى, Allah grants, وَإِذَا دُعِيَ بِهِ, and when Allah is called out using the Ism Al-A'zam, أَجَابَ, He responds to that. Subhanallah. A surah that is oft recited, yet we haven't fully grasped the magnitude of the surah. Imam Abu Dawud, rahimahumullah, has recorded in his Sunan the hadith of Abdullah bin Buraida, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who narrates from his father, radiallahu anhu, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard a person saying, Allahumma inni as'aluka anni ashhadu annaka anta Allah, la ilaha illa anta al-wahid as-samad, alladhi lam yalid wa lam yulad, wa lam yakun lahu kufuwan ahad. He says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard someone asking in his dua by saying, oh Allah, I ask you, while I bear testimony, that you are Allah, there is no deity except you. You are the one and only, the dependent, the one who has no children and was not born from any parents, and there is none equal to you. Subhanallah. What beautiful words of praise. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he heard these words, he simply said, لَقَدْ سَأَلْتَ اللَّهِ بِإِسْمِ الَّذِي إِذَا سُئِلَ بِهِ أَعْطَى وَإِذَا دُعِيَ بِهِ أَجَابَ. You've asked Allah, using that name of Allah, that when Allah is asked using that name, He grants. And when dua is made to Him using that name, He responds to it. And that is the benefit of the surah, the second benefit. And then moving on to the third benefit. It is recommended that Surah Ikhlas be recited in the Al-Mabit when retiring to the bed at night. And early on the program, I mentioned the action of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in this regard. He would put his hands together and he'd recite the verses of the Quran, and then he'd blow on that and rub it on his entire body, beginning with his head and his face, and then the front part and the back part of the body. Surah Ikhlas, it is recommended to recite it sabahan wa masaan thalatha marratin. To recite it in the morning, to recite it in the evening three times. As we indicated, it is thuluthul Quran, one third of the Quran. Furthermore, Imam Abu Dawood rahimahumullah has yet again recorded in his Sunan the hadith of Abdullah bin Khubayb radiyallahu anhu, that he states, قال خرجنا في ليلة مطر وظلمة شديدة. We went out on a night, it was raining, it was dark. نطلب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ليصلي لنا. Went out searching for the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam so that he may perform the salah for us. فَأَدْرَكْنَاهُ, then we found him. فَقَالْ أَصَلَّيْتُمْ, did you perform the salah? Did you perform the salah? The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Abdullah bin Khubayb. He says, فَلَمْ أَقُلْ شَيْئًا, I did not say anything. Then the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, قُلْ, say, speak, فَلَمْ أَقُلْ شَيْئًا, he did not respond. ثُمَ قَالْ, قُلْ, say, فَلَمْ أَقُلْ شَيْئًا, ثُمَ قَالْ, قُلْ, فَقُلْتُ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ مَا أَقُولُ. Then the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, say, and Abdullah bin Khubayb radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, I asked, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what should I read? And then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ وَالْمُؤَوَّذَتَيْنِ, read قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Recite the surah حِينَ تُمْسِي وَحِينَ تُصْبِحُ ثَلَاثَ مَرَّاتٍ. Read it in the morning, read it in the evening, three times. What is the benefit? تَكْفِيكَ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, it will suffice you of all harm. It will suffice you from all things. It will suffice you of the difficulties of anything. Someone sent me a question this morning, an istifta, that what should I do for nadhar? What should I do to remove the evil effects of thee, or the effects of the evil eye that has been cast upon someone? And the person asked with regards to reading on water and oil and stirring it and all of that. And I simply replied and said, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, قُلْ, read, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ وَالْمُؤَوَّذَتَيْنِ حين تمسي وحين تصبح ثلاث مرات. Read it three times in the morning. Read it three times in the evening. And the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given you the guarantee, تَكْفِيكَ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, it will suffice you from everything. دَفْءُ الْمَضَرَّةِ وَجَلْبُ الْمَنْفَعَةِ, repelling all evil and attracting all goodness. That is what it will assist you in. So what more do you want? What can be a better prescription than reading the quls with conviction. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability.